Oh, the bear is it's like chess, if they got the that Eliyahu Navi was told that after he declared a drought in Achav and Izebel were after him, so he would have to go to Nachal, what was the name? Next tributary of the Yarden. And there he would be fed by an Orev that would bring meat, and there's a machlekes amongst the Midrashim. Where did the meat come from? Did the meat come from the kitchen of Avadya? There's one medrash which the Mitzvah Eson quotes, and another medrash which our Gemara refers to is that it came from Mitbachoi Shel Achav. So if that's the case, if it came from the kitchen of Achav, how could, so don't we have a raya that a mumala by the Zorah is not a mumala chalas erakula? Gemara says you can't bring a raya. Why? Because Alpi Dibur Shaini. What's Alpi Dibur Shaini? What does that mean? That Kadosh Baruch Hu declared it otherwise? So the Pash Rashi says, Hitiru. What does that mean, Hitiru? It means that we can learn Pshat in the Sugya, we can learn Pshat in the Parsha, that we really hold, not like Rav Adam. We hold that a mumla verizara is a mumla chol terakula in one of two ways, either mitam svara or mitam takanas chazal. However, we're going to learn pshat, but we could say that a mumla avayizara like Achav cannot be trusted. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu was matir. That's the sugya. So, in this base, on this reading of the sugya, so we have to ask the kasha, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu be matir and iser? How could we be soymech on the Kadosh Baruch Hu was enter? Loi bashamaymi. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, once the Torah is given over, he stepped out. Yitzchak quoted the famous Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Nun Ches, where there's a machlekes to Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, as the Tanu Shel Achnoi, and Elazar says that the river, the walls of the base of Medrash will prove me right. And Yeshua says it. And if Elazar stands his ground, the Gemara says that the winds are blowing, the Gemara says that the river should go up, and the Gemara says at the end, Leva Shemaimi, Kadosh Baruch Hu can paskin as many shots as they want, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's up to us. So how Kadosh Baruch Hu be matir? That's the Kashi asking of Rashi. Then Taisva says the same Ha'orah that Rashi said, but Taisva makes it even harder to understand, because Taisva says that there is another concern of Basur Shinis Alam and Ayin. And that did not seem to come up in the Gemara altogether. Basushinas alam and ayin is the din. Then if I lose track of the meat, then it's also for me to eat. If the meat has moved to one place to the other, if the meat is the exact same place that I left it, no, there's no reisa. But if the meat is not in the same place I left it, I come back and the meat has been moved. So then I didn't watch it. It wasn't there. So I have to be choshesh that maybe a non-Jew flipped the meat. He wanted to taste kosher meat, salted meat, and he rubbed the meat instead. Or a delivery person where the meat is not, hasn't been moved at all. So the Gemara says, so the Shulchan Aruch says that B'ni Ovid were usually makel in the case of the meat that was moved. We are certainly makel if there are some simonim. The Gemara says, but why wasn't this an issue? Because how could we trust the Orev? Maybe the Orev brought the meat from some Goyish slaughterer. So the Gemara says, so that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus said that was never raised in the Sugi. Even the Manda Omer, even the Havamid, that we would possibly like Rabbanan, that we would say Bosa that comes from the kitchen of Achim's kosher meat. But how could we trust that the Orev brought the meat from that place? So we always were assuming Alpi Dibur. We're assuming from the very beginning. Only thing Taisa says, we weren't sure where the stuffing in the Gemara was, and the Shakla Bataya in the Gemara is, does Alpi Dibur work to tell us the din of Mumr La'Avodah Zarah? And now that makes it very difficult. One thing is, first of all, Rashi is difficult. Why are we going to be Semech HaNash Baruch Hu and say, go against the principle of Leva Shemayimi? Then we have even more, greater difficulty. The Taisva says, Dover Pasha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can paskin the Shaila of Shinstam and Ayin, only Safik was, can a Kadosh Baruch Hu paskin the Shaila of Mumra La'Avodah Zarah? And then we look at the Ritva, and the Ritva asks two more questions of his own. What were the Ritva's kashas? Ritva's question was, first the Ritva says, Koshali, the Ka'arile, what was the Habimit, what was the Gemara? In other words, what changed between the Habim and the Maskana? Everybody knew it was Alpi Dibur. So what was the Habimit thinking? The Alpi Dibur, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you can eat it. So why should this, in other words, what changed in the Maskana? They didn't know the Pasuk and Chumash. Va'od, and the second Kasha is, Lama Yatir Lai Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why would the Baruch Hu do this? We have lots of other meat. Now, why is that a kasha? We don't know what Kadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonos are. The reason why that's a good kasha is because even if we are to say that this was a Hayroa Shola, that let's say we to say what the Gemara's Vimachayisha was, Hayroa Shola. So the Hayroa Shah, the Gemara says, we're only Saimech on Hayroa Shah. What does that mean? That means that we have a precedent that Eliyahu Navi violated the din of Shchutei Chutz when he brought up Korban Har HaKarmel in order to disprove the Nevi'e Sheker. The Gemara says, how is that mutter? The Gemara explains that there is a concept of Hayroa Shah that sometimes a Navi can be told to. There'll be an exception for a short period of time. Okay. However, that's only by a Navi Muchzuk. Eliyahu was a Navi Muchzuk. He was Muchzuk for HaKarmel. Probably Muchzuk by now already. Good. However, it's only the Migdal Milsa if it's going to accomplish some huge achievement for Klal Yisrael. So the Migdal Milsa by HaKarmel will ultimately prove that only Nevi Sheker. The Migdal Milsa. What's the Migdal Milsa over here? Whether we bring the food from Achor, bring the food from Yehoshaphat, I thought Yehoshaphat from Avadia, from one of the 7,000 Shochtim that were good Shochtim. So that would be hard to explain that this would be based on the Migdal Milsa. So those are the kashas that we have to figure out. Kasha number one is the major kasha, why does Alpi Dibur help? Number two, Ritva's kasha, what was the Habimina? What was the Maskana? Number three, why does Tosfos say that Dover Boshushin is Almanized Dover Poshut, that you can be Semech and Alpi Dibur? And the final question, which may not be such a big question, but it's simply says that you cannot be Semech, and that Hayroa should be hard to explain. Good, so what's the Teretz? What did you find? Hakim Yashu Vesugya with Alpi Dibur? Was that?
The
Ritva. The Ritva doesn't give a teretz, no? Ritva is l'chach near the farish.
He says it's
enough tacha. The me'ikra nami v'sol k'daitach te'alpi ha'kadosh baruch hu ochlu. Right, the Ritva says that we always assume that it was alpi dibur. Shivtichoy sheyaviyu layorvim min amokim korvim min tabochi de achob, veloy yochush laorvim de maisi leima alma. But the Ritva says that the Habimin was a Kadosh Baruch Hu told, wasn't some, he told Eliyahu Navi, eat the meat. He took Eliyahu Navi aside and he gave him a shear. Right? And he said, the Navi just summarized it. But it's a summary of a much longer nevuah. What's the much longer nevuah? I had to tell me exactly which way the river was, probably. I was supposed to know where it is, where exactly where to sit, where it's going to be, and know where the Urban is going to come. And he had to tell him that I'm going to give you meat from Achav, you'll be able to eat it. V'lo yochush l'orvim demais ilo mi'alma. And you don't have to be afraid. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell and had instruct Eliyahu Navi to give him Hayrah. A bird comes and drops meat, Eliyahu Navi is going to say, I can't eat it. Can't some eat meat? Then where it's coming from? Who the Shechit was? So he says, no, I will organize, then Orvin will bring it from Achor. Ushman Mina. So now we get it. Now we have a good proof for Rav Anan. That's the case, the Eloi, Afilu Menachor, Vayle Lochush Leruba. Because if Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't tell him that, then you'd have to assume that it comes from an avodah zarah nigger bat sheichet uparkinan. So that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, if it's from Achav, you can eat it. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu was paskin in like Rabbanan. Uparkinan dal pi nivur shani vu mavtichoi loy sheyaviu loy afilu min amiyot. Kinokilu etz l'shem yizbarach. V'lekol neyma l'gabi didei kol deporish meiruba porish. So the Gemara says that the Teretz is Al pi dibur shiny, whom avticha that'll bring. What does it mean? He'll bring from the miyut. He'll bring from achav. What's min amiyut? He'll bring from Ovadia. So it wasn't mean mitvachoi shel achav. So what's the teretz was that it wasn't. We're switching stories. Gemara says, "Amr b'yudam arab mimbei tavchi na achav." So what's the teretz? Al pi dibur shiny umavticha ilay sheyaviu lei afilu min amiyut. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do that. The lekel and neimer lagabe didei called the porsh beforish. Al pi dibur means we're changing the facts. We're switching gears. We're saying the medrash that the mitzvah isan says. So how does the Ritva answer the Bosrish and his Alam and Ayin Kasha? According to the Ritva, the Havavina was that it's me, that it came from Achor. Maskon is it came from Avaja. And that's not what Tosva says. That's not going to help Tosva. So the Daitach Shemboa Diva Lahatir Iser, there it is. We're not going to be matter the Yisur of Rav Anan. Having been it was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was paskening against with Rav Anan. Maskones shebo adim alahati or Yisur. Shchitas tamochem diachav. So Tosfos could not hold the Ritva. Right, the Ritva's answer is not going to help Tosfos. And even the Ritva's answer doesn't help us with Boshin Shenis Alei Mirayim. Go ahead. Because he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you, the ravens are bringing it from the...
From Avadja. But you could say that Hashem is acting as a Nermonist. He's not changing, that makes him Yisur Beheder.
Right.
He's not changing that the meat was from Avadja. We don't hold like Rav Anan, it's Asur meat. No, he's saying that this is kosher meat, and I'm going to tell you, he's Nermonist. I know everything about the world, that this meat...
So how is that different than a Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mechadish Adin, or passing Rav Anan?
Because he's not changing the din. The din is Boshin Salam and Ayin, that if we had a tracker that was in half on those
records,
we knew, then it would be good to eat, but we don't know. So because of that, we say we have this din of Boshin Salam and Ayin, but we know God can tell us that he knew. He's not making a din. He's telling us that this din was watched.
Good. So that means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the simon.
Yeah.
He can give us the simon. Okay, so that helps us with Boshin Salam and Ayin, but that really gets to the heart of what we can learn from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can learn from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, there is a Gemara in Shabbos Kuv Chesam and Aleph. There the Gemara says, Gemara raises the question of whether one can write, you have to write tefillin on a hide. The Gemara says, you find a fish with a very, very thick skin. Are you allowed to write the tefillin on the skin of a fish? So Gemara says, "Boy, me nei mar berede bevin rav Nachman Yitzchak maluch et tefillin al gabe or shel dag tor omaloi im yove eliyol v'yoyma." Says if Yo comes, we can use it. Question is, my im yove Eliyahu v'yomer. What do we need to know from Eliyahu, right? How can that? Het v'isay in toli void. Gemara says Eliyahu can't pass in silence for us. That's that would mean that we that would mean it goes against the Yisrael, one of the Yisrael of the 13 Ikari Yamuna. Ikari Yamuna is once the Baruch Hu gave us Torah Sinai, we have a closed system. Otherwise, Torah would be entirely fluid. So it's done. So what can Eliyahu tell us? So Gemara said, no, Eliyahu can tell us whether the skin of a fish is considered to be a hide. So Gemara says that we know already. At some is a dog, when it comes to tuma, that if a fish has thick skin, it's considered to be skin. Eliyahu can tell us whether it still has a fishy smell or not. So the because it wouldn't be b'chavadik to have tefillin with a fishy smell. One of the Rishonim says, why can't we tell? So the Rishonim, forget who it was, when the Rishonim says, no, the pshat is that at what point do we consider to be b'chavadik or not? At what point does it still have, we'll have different sensitivities. So at what point is this considered to be maintaining the smell of the fish? So the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi can tell us facts. He can tell us the Messias. He can give us data. That's what he's referring to. And that is what the Maariv Chayis derives from this Gemara. And that's what the Mishnah Melech has at the very end of that long piece in Ishus. That we have to distinguish. If we are learning halacha from the Rabbanu Shalom, that is against the Ikar Yamuna. That means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not, that we can't do, because once the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu stepped aside, like the Gemara says above Mesidat Neches, Loi Vashemayim, that now it's entirely up to us. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot intervene, or will not intervene, with any kind of nevuah. It would make the system an open system, first of all, but even more troublesome is that we would, in many situations, we would always be living the Torah Sofik. We have a machlekes. If at any point the Kadosh Baruch Hu can say, I will tell you, I will be machmiya ben nevuah, so then we will never know whether our achra is a good achra. We will never know if we made the right decision or not. All we don't live with Torah Sofik. We have a lot of svekas. But when we pass in Hillel and Shammai, it's vaday like Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel, vaday like Rabbi. We don't say it's always going to be a sofek and we're machmir like, no, it's vaday like Rabbi. We paskin kibasra, always is vaday. We paskin like a roi, it's always. So we have many svekas. But if we would have a system where at any point a person could be oila l'gdula and become in such a high level and he can say, oh, because Baruch Hu is machmir, so that means that we're always passing with Torah Sofek. Because Baruch Hu said, no. Means that everything now is, you have a system that can be entirely figured out by human beings, and when they figure it, that becomes the din. B'Torah Svada. So, that is what our Gemara must be saying. That Baruch Hu can be called upon, and the Yohan Novi can be called upon to give us more information sometimes. That's why the Gemara says in Amafke that where there was a suffix about whether this particular item was given over, who was it given over to, by which Mafke, the Gemara says, Ad sheyeh munach, Ad sheyovi Eliyo. That means, it's not that Eliyo Novi is going to be the Dayan, going to paskin the Shaila. It means that Eliyo Novi is going to reveal to us who the real guy, who the guy is, who gave the item. Until then, we have a sovik, so we can't pask it. That's a real sovik, because that's information, that's fact. One of the Chassidus Rebbeim, one of the great ones, the Baruch Mezibah, says that the pshat is that when Eliyo comes, no, everybody's going to be honest again. So the phony, the ganav, we'll not have any time anymore. So all the bad guys will fall off of the wayside. But the pshat is that Eliyahu Navi will say, this is the guy that gave the item over. He's not telling us it then. Once he tells us that, we know the halachas. But because that information is out there, and we can get the, and we will get the information, so we know Paschal. But when it comes to figuring out Rav and Shmuel, Hilma and Shammai, Rav Hanan is Bar Pulukta, so then we will make Achra Vados, which will not be upended by any future Gilui. So what's happening over here, it must be, this is what Maariv Chayes points out. Maariv Chayes Bechlal is the go-to pirush for these kinds of issues. He always is concerned about issues that are part of the halakhic system. He wrote several svarim, which heavily discuss these kinds of issues to figure out how the system works. So the Maariv Chayes says that based on this Gemara in Shabbos and the Gemara in Amavkin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us new mitzvahs. So that, I think, will explain all the kashas of you. First of all, when we say, Al Pi Adira, the pashas of the Sugya, Gemara began by saying, this is the hardest Terence, hardest kasha to answer. Taisus, we can understand exactly what Yitzi said. Taisvus kasha is when it comes to Bosish and his alma, everybody thought that that's going to work up here deeper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was simply saying, this is not Bosir Shinis Alamanayan. I'm tracking it for you. I'm telling you that the raven is going to bring it from the kitchen of Achav. Come to my siman on it. I was watching it the whole time. It was not Nisalim and Ayin. So, in that case, that Chazal, that the Gemara understood, that's not going to be an issue. The Erekadosh Baruch Hu was simply saying, this is the meat that came out of the kitchen. All right, identifying it, putting a siman. Let me get. Okay, so that cash is off the table. Now the Gemara says, but I have a minute to say that the Rabbonu Shel Olam is when he allowed Elio to have the Ori bring it, how did Elio eat the meat? Oh, it comes from Achav's kitchen. Achav teaches about his oryx. Must be Mumal Abedizara is Mumal Lachola, is not Mumal Terakul. Says the Gemara, not a good raya. Why? Because Alpi Adibra Hoysa. Because here also Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing what? What was he telling us? Was that?
It come from people who like
Achav. Rashi Tosfos says Shebo Adibra Lahatira Iser Shchitas Tavochem Da'achav Lahatira Iser. So Lachar, even though what Yitzi is saying is consistent with the Ritva, is saying in Gimur, but that's not how Tosfos learned Pshat Nesugya. So according to the Ritva, we're good. We're taking care of it. Right, it's not a Rasha. All the Ritva's kashas fall off. It's not a Rasha. It's not the Big Dam Milsa. Right? Okay. The Ritva is good. However, the Ritva, as far as to say that we are saying it's not from the kitchen of Achav, and Yitzi is saying a little bit less of a chiddush, but an easier chiddush to swallow. It's from the good shoychet in the kitchen of Achav. Good, but we can still, as a right, therefore this story doesn't help us validate Anand's position. Good. But Taishas doesn't say that. Taishas says that Lesolka Daita Shabbat Diva Lahatir Iser Shikdas Tabochim Da Achav. And now we're saying, no, it's coming to Imati that Iser. Shekesh Baruch Hu Itiru Lefisha. Dersim is a Orm Tzivisi Shom Lechal Kalecha.
Kadosh Baruch Hu
came out to the Isser of Rove, which is something
that can be proved with facts. That really, Rove and people like Achav that would be around Achav would betray. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the facts to get around that, which is not making something also
Moter. What do you mean, Rove?
That this, this, the, what's the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be mocked here. The Isser of Rov, which is that we don't, since Reuben Rov, the people around this area near Ahab, wouldn't be kosher.
Oh, because if you say that, then the Gemara, listen carefully, the Gemara would be verifying Rav Anan, and the Gemara wants to dismiss Rav Anan.
Why would they be?
Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mevarit to us that this meat does not come from the Rov, that means it comes from Ahab. If it comes from Ahab, then it has to be Samech and Rav Anan.
You say it doesn't come from the Rov, and thereby it came from a kosher shechita, not from the Rov, which is also like Ahab.
But that still would not almost shabol adibra lahatir iser. So it's Baruch Hu itiru lefi isha. Because Baruch Hu was saying, I track this and it comes from a good sheikh. In other words, Lahati Re'iser is just is saying I'm being mati the Iser with more information, not really being mati the Iser. Could be, but also does not really fit into Rashi. Tira lefi shah. Lefi shah means, l'chara means he released him from this, temporarily from the Isra. So it doesn't, if he'd be providing with information that it came from, also we're assuming that we're still holding a Rav. Mi beit tavchi da'achav. But he was the good sheikh in the kitchen of Achav. That's possible.
Even according to Rashi, he's releasing with information from the Israel. Who says the Israel we're talking about is a bad shechita? He says it proved Rabbanan. He said he was talking about Achav, who was making a shechita that really was good because of his mumalovot zakham. No, who said that? Maybe we're talking about the Israel robe that you could have thought there was something bad, and no, rather it's not.
No. The issue, the shakum atar of the sugya is this a raya for Rav Anan or not? So the storyline is that it comes to the kitchen of Achav, and we know, now we have facts, we know that in Achav's kitchen there were those who were of Ovdei Medazarnex, and there was a group who were not. So that's what we learned in the bottom of Dalamid Beis. Right? So the most you can say is that Kesh Baruch Hu was saying that if you would not have information, you have to assume that it comes from, you would assume it comes from a tabach of Oibne Benazara, and it would be Osir, but I'm telling you it came from a good sheikh. That could be pshat in the sugya. And once again, I'm just going to mevarei the metzias. But without this information, you'd have to pass it against Ramana. Right? So that is possible. One could even, does anybody have another way of learning pshat and alpi dibur? What other mitzias are we mevaro here? Yitzi is saying mevaro exactly the sheikh it was. What else can we mevaro? What other mitzias? Which would not pass in the shadow, so to speak. Rav Anan's din is based on the Bar Palukta of Rav Anan, who holds Shritas Mumala Vedazara, is a bad Shrita, right? If he holds that it's a Takonis Chazal, then we cannot interpret the Gemara. But I have to say what Yossi was saying. But if the Pshat in Shritas Mumala Vedazara, Mumala Vedazara, is a bad shechita because we always have to suspect this person. If he has a yetzer hara for avodah zarah, he may have a yetzer hara for every avodah. So that could be, because Rachel could be mevarei the Messias. Because Rachel could tell us, I'm telling you, that Achav is not part of that chazak. We have a chazak that, like the Bar Palukim, Rav Anan says, you don't have to worry, that in the time of Achav, you could have a yetzer hara for avodah zarah, and that did not mean you do a sloppy shechita. You could be otherwise a from guy. Rav Anan, and that's what Rav Anan said. The Bar Palukta of Rav Anan says, yet you have the the chazaka wrong. That once a guy is mumel of a nezara, it's a yesoid, you have to assume he is not warm in any part of Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could be mevarech and say, that's a machlokes when you don't have information. But I'm giving you information now that Achav had this quirky Yetzer Hara, that when it came to Avodah Zarah, he was Nichshal. When it came to other Isurim, he wasn't Nichshal. Right? So that would be fit in the language of Tosfos very well, that Shebo Adiba Lahatiro Isur Shchitas Tavoche Dachu. Rashi Tiru Lefisha. Right? So again, the question that we are raising is, the Gemara says Al-Pi Dibur. Al-Pi Dibur is a red light when you learn a sugya. Because Al-Pi Dibur has to be handled with great care, because we have a din, Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadesh Davar. And if a Navi is Mechadesh Adin, then he's a Navi Sheker. If he's Mechadesh Eiroz Shalim Migdar Milsa, and he's kavu, he's good. So how do we learn Al-Pi Dibur? It doesn't mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is telling Eliyahu HaNavi that you don't have to worry about a certain din, the din of Shechitas Humar. That's the kasha. There's one teretz, the one of the, now you say Kalim at the back says, I think it's the mitzvah Isan, I think, that, and he has a raya for this, that the only time when a Navi is a Navi Sheker is when a Navi will be determined a Navi Sheker because he is violating a din, is only if he says, if he's teaching the din. If he himself says, because Rachel gave me a kula, so then, but it's not for everybody. It's a kula, I have alpin, nevua, a kula. Right? So then, that would not make him a Navi Sheker. Apparently, it would not be a violation of Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadesh Dover. Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadesh Dover means I'm making it part of the canon, part of Torah. To make it a Rasha for me alone, so if he's a Muxa, I can leave him alone. So Eliyahu Navi was being told for himself. That's one Mahalach. But the Mahalach, which seems to fit better into all and answer all the Kashas, is once we see the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuches, that it's true, Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadesh Dov, it's true that Loi Bashamayim, that's halacha, because Baruch Hu's Torah. But data, information, facts, that we can get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'll get from a Eliyahu Navi. Maraya, Ad Sheyov Eliyahu, he'll tell us who the money belongs to. Or poskazuama, exactly what is the shear of how smelly something has to be, so it's not b'chavidic. So once we're talking about establishing facts, so then that we do, a Navi can get that information. And that's kind of a sophic b'metzias. So that, first of all, takes care of the Bosser Shenas Alim and Ein Sugya. Right? You don't have to make such a big deal. He said it much more local by saying it's not Nes Alim and Ein. That's a Sivan Alim. Okay, that we can take care of that. That's good. But now, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, what's one thing Taisha says, to say, I'm going to tell you that I've been watching this meet and you can trust me without upending any din. But then to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you're allowed to eat this meat. So again, the Ritva says it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm telling you where the meat comes from. I'm not getting against Rav Anan, I'm just saying it comes from a good sheikh. Alright. Now, so that is good for that's what the Ritva says. That does not satisfy the language of Tosfos, and I said go a step further, that even what Yitzi said would not satisfy the language of Tosfos, because we still have to find some daylight between the Havna and the Maskana. why the Havamina would not, where did the Gemara move? So if you say like Yitzi said, then there's no movement from Havamina to Maskana. If you say this or the Maris Chayas, then it comes in very, very nicely. In the Havamina Al Pidi, we understood that for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to say, this piece of meat is the exact same meat that left the Kishin of Acham, that's a simon. That's Dovish's Almanai. Now the next step. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell us that a chazaka that establishes that a mumel of a zara doesn't care about other any other halacha, or like Rav Anan says, they do care. So we have chazakas. Now there's a chiddush. That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to tell you the philosophical landmark of the Kitchen of Acham. Is it part of the chazaka or not part of the chazaka? So there, the havamina was, that's already, maybe it's halacha already, not mitzvahs. Does the chazaka apply or not? Maskana is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was describing, or I could say even a little bit different. We could say the havamina was it maybe it's a din de rabbanon, a zakana de rabbanon, that we have at the bottom of the Talmud base. That a mumel of it is also kigoynech. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu could get involved. Maskana is that Rav Anan is teaching us a chazaka of the way that most people think, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is being megala that the kitchen of Achav, that the culture of Achav is different. The culture of Achav was that he could be a mumel of a nezara and he would worry about shechita. So then the Gemara's saying that according to Taisvus. We are pointing out this Yesoid of the Maritz Chayas, which is a Yesoid the Mishnah Melech points out. Big Mevara and Mitzias, that information that Kadosh Baruch Hu can still give us. He can't give us Piskei Aloch, he can't pass in Moshe Yeshua, Tanav and Achnoi, but he can tell us Mitzias. And then over here we have a Chiddush, and the Gemara says Alpi Dibur. Alpi Dibur means Rav Anan was saying, giving us information. That when a person is a muhsa and mumal of a zara, he is not a mumal chol terakula. There are those who disagree with Rav Anan, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, "I'll tell you in this particular case, this particular Gemara Rashi says lishaa, this group of tabachi achav. So there, I'm going to release you from getting involved in the machlekes of Anan and his bar palukta. I'm telling you that Achav's kitchen was a group of the Rabbi Zarenics, but they kept kosher. Hi.
Wouldn't that then be a proof to Rabbi Anan? The last thing the Rabbi said about the mitzias of the time of Achav, because that wouldn't that be proving Rabbi Anan that Amumar Lavarazar isn't Amumar Kolotoroko?
I mean, the fact that Rahab be Megalit.
Right, meaning. Is it, if we do say that this is, I guess, unique to the time of Achav, but that would still then be a proof to Rav Anan that this idea exists. Maybe things changed over time.
It can go either way, because you could say that once the Kadosh Baruch Hu pointed out to us that Achav was like this, so then we can no longer make that. Then, no, it can go either way. It could be the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying this is an exception, so therefore it is. Means that we pass it against Rav Anan, right? Or you could argue that once the broker was megala this, so then it is mechazik Rav Anan. So they can go either way. So it's not achor. Good. Okay. Good. So go back to tomorrow's session. Next, let me say it.
Wait.